From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The International Committee of the Red Cross has decided to reduce its international staff in Baghdad. The announcement follows Monday's suicide bombing at the organization's headquarters. The French aid group Doctors Without Borders is also pulling out international staff from the Iraqi capital.
American officials say they still don't know who is behind this week's bombings. Officials of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council say part of the solution to the continued attacks is to bring back some of the Iraqi military. The Iraqi armed forces were dissolved by order of the American-led coalition in May. Most former Iraqi soldiers are still out of work. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
On a quiet side street, another employment office has opened in Baghdad. American and Iraqi contractors need laborers and security guards. Office workers are in demand. Nidad Abdelsetta helps Iraqis find work. She has plenty of applications.
Average 10 to 15 a day.
And she finds them jobs if they have the right skills.
I opened the office to find jobs for all peoples. They need it.
One group she says she cannot place is former soldiers. They do not have the skills for construction, computer knowledge for office work. While there are no reliable figures, many Iraqis say former soldiers have the highest unemployment rate of any group in the country. The Adamiya neighborhood in Baghdad is where many ex-military officers live. Random gunshots mix with the sandlot soccer game played near Walid Sami Latif's house. He's a former colonel in the Iraqi Air Force. He can land a jet on an aircraft carrier, but has no skills for a job in today's Iraq. He now drives a cab.
All I have in this country is this car and a piece of land. That's all I have in this country, so I don't think I have any part in the future of Iraq.
Walid Latif lights a kerosene lamp when the lights flicker off. The $5 a day he makes driving a cab barely support his family.
Even some of my friends tell me, you know, why don't you do something about it? I mean, you can get paid $1,000 and you can do like a suicide attack, but I tell them, you know, are you crazy?
Latif says there are former Iraqi officers who have joined the resistance against American troops, but that's not an option for him.
I do love the Americans. I mean, I think that we should give them a chance to prove to us that they are doing a good job. They can do everything in overnight.
The American-led civilian administration is paying monthly stipends to former soldiers. For top officers, about $100 a month.
See, this is one page only for the military guys who have to take their salaries, where they have to go.
Ismail Zaire, the editor of Al Sabah newspaper, publishes the payment locations. But paying capable, educated men to do nothing when there are overwhelming security concerns in the country makes no sense, says Zaire. Iraqi political leaders agree, saying some of these out-of-work officers must be called back to duty.
We need to have an army to control the borders, but we need more than that. We need to build also security apparatus. You need an Iraqi army to do that.
American officials are forming a new Iraqi corps with a $2 billion budget to train 30,000 new recruits over the next 2 years. For Zaire, it is not enough.
Bringing back some ex-military guys, this is the point. I'll tell you why. You can buy a false ID card with the $50. If Al-Qaeda guy passed the borders and he got some falsified ID card, how the American soldier would recognize this is not Iraqi? How we will recognize those things?
A U.S. Army report released last week comes to the same conclusion. Intelligence is a key to quelling the resistance. The Army study reported that American intelligence specialists in Iraq were unprepared for their jobs and had few skills to analyze the information they were getting. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.